This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, Jason Mewes is like, he doesn't believe me. And I'm like, no. I was confused too for a long time. But that guy, the director, that is Silent Bob. They're like they are the same person. And watching him figure it out and like really piecing it together is tough. It's tough. It was tough on him because he'd been sort of living in this illusion for such a long time.
And also, that's a friend of his.
Yes, who was tricking him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard to work backwards through that relationship and go like all those times that he was filming me that I didn't know it, that I was interacting with this other guy, Silent Bob, who I thought was another friend of mine.
Yes.
I now know why I never saw them together or why one would go to the bathroom and then Silent Bob would come out. It was just him putting on a trench coat and a backwards hat.
And I bring out Kevin in the Silent Bob outfit and have him stand there and say, "Hello, Jason."
Yeah.
And we all cried. Like it was cathartic.
Well, it's a release. It is a release. And after, and Kevin didn't want to live in that reality anymore either.
No,
I think
it was
at a certain point
very
he was
tough
being,
on both of
he
them.
He was being Silent Bob to protect Jason.
Yes.
Because it had gone on so much further than he'd ever imagined.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, snoogans to both of them, and I couldn't be happier. Mm-hmm. And snooch to the booch.
Snooch to the booch to both of those men. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what
and,
up?
You know, this week.
It's been a good week, a cold week.
Yeah. this ice bucket.
I'm so friggin'
challenged.
Pissed at the people who've been tagging us in these ice bucket challenges.
Carl Urban tagged me this morning and
it's so fucking cold. It's like,
so,
do you not know how cold it is?
It's so cold. And people think like, oh, it's like this summer, it's nice in the summertime. That's ice.
That's
the
ice,
coldest
okay? It's not
thing
cold
there
water,
is.
Okay?
Yes.
It's water so cold that it froze.
An ice bucket
Philip
challenge.
Roth tagged me yesterday. And I was like, look, I loved Exit Ghost.
Yes.
Loved Plot Against America.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ones in the middle that are kind of boring to me. Okay, the baseball one, I didn't totally get what you were doing. American Pastoral, I like.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
Columbo.
Portnoy's Complaint. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little dirty, but
yes.
Also pretty well written.
It's a good book about horniness.
Yes, The Human Stain.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
And guys, that's not about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. The human stain on her dress.
What?
Bill Clinton made a spooge stain on Monica's dress.
Oh, yes.
Human stain.
Yes, of course.
But I don't think that book's about that.
Well, they do actually talk a lot about Bill Clinton in that book, and now I'm sort of making that connection because it is taking place at the same time.
Is it? I didn't read any of it. I haven't really read his stuff, but he tagged me in the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was freaking pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I know you can write a book, but that doesn't give you the right to make me be so fucking cold.
It's feezing. It's like...
It is feezing. Well, yes. And
but then they say, like, if you do it, if you don't do it, you have to pay, like, $100 to these weirdos. And so I'm saying, bring on the buckets.
Yes. Hit me with the bucket because I don't want to give my money to people who I can't totally figure out what they're out for.
Yes. And what are they going to do with this $100? Are they going to go get more of the whatever the stuff? So, you know, rather than actually do anything monetary, I've been
But yeah, getting ice on myself.
I'm just in a I'm just going around in a bathing suit all the time now because I'm constantly getting bucketed.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, getting iced meant that you put a Smirnoff Ice in your bro's pocket and you made him chug it.
Yes, and that was
that
funny, and it
was fun.
Free.
And if you didn't feel like chugging it, you didn't give $100 who you don't even know what he's going to do with the money.
So
hopefully you use it for a sandwich.
That's what I like to. That's what I would prefer to do.
Is just buy them a bucket of soup.
I'll buy you $100 worth of soup.
We'll buy them a bucket of soup instead of a bucket of ice.
Yes,
and then have them eat the soup.
And you can come with me, and we'll eat the soup together.
Yes, I'll watch.
I'm not
going
to give this to you and let.
I don't want
you
to turn around and sell the soup.
Let you trundle off into some alleyway.
And this is the thing with giving money to these guys or any guys is you don't know if the money's going to do something nefarious when it leaves your pocket. And so if you use it for something positive, soup, hamburger sandwich, literally anything that could be eaten or that could be worn, blankets.
Oh, yes. A shirt.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was searching for.
Yeah.
A shirt. These things you buy, people know what that is. You can see them wear it. It's not something where they can take this money and do something with it that is not exactly positive for society. Anyway, we're a little cold and we're a little ornery, as you can tell, but we do have some exciting news. Hayes and I are going to turn the newspaper comics into movies.
We've signed a big deal with United Features Syndicate. We've gotten all the big properties that are out there right now. You know, all like, God, some of these amazing characters that we have to just play with.
Pogo.
Yep.
Shoe. We're doing big stuff with Shoe.
Curtis.
We're trying to get.
And when you get Curtis, you don't just get Curtis, the character. You get Gunk, Curtis's friend. You get Gunther, Curtis's barber. Yeah. You get his dad, who has to quit smoking. You get Super Captain Cool Man, his favorite superhero. You get all the Kwanzaa guys. Every time they trot out, every time they do the whole Kwanzaa thing every year, and they use the old, like, mythical African characters, you get all those. It's a package deal. We have so many things to work with. With an eye on, I think, sort of creating a new Marvel universe with some of these characters.
And I'd like to single out, for better or for worse.
Yes. We have some really exciting plans for better or for worse.
Because those characters do age, we actually can make 5 or 6 movies simultaneously with the characters at different ages.
Or do sort of a Boyhood, or I guess Engineer Cody Boy, now that project, we can do a version of that.
Yes, a version of that where we have
for better or for worse
Lizzie, and you have Lizzie as a baby, and then she's getting older, and that's Mizzie's macaroni, and don't touch Mizzie's macaroni when people try to eat Lizzie's macaroni.
Yes.
You can have Farley die.
Yes.
Who was their lovable dog who died in a river.
And I know what you're thinking. We have gotten Grumpy Cat to play this dog, which is its own sort of like in joke. Because Farley was also very happy-go-lucky and sort of outgoing and a dog. And so to see Grumpy Cat sort of play against type like that.
And it's, it's tracking great because people are so aware of Grumpy Cat and what's his next project. Mm-hmm. It's an in-joke for people who are fans of Grumpy Cat and the comic.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of backlash. Some people are so attached to the idea of Farley as a pure dog.
Yes, the real nerds, the real comics nerds.
But this is the same thing I say about having a black guy play Wonder Woman, which is it's about time, which I'm pretty sure they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. It's people who, they're a little scared of change.
Well, they're close-minded, and I think that we're really breaking some molds, and our first thing that we have slated is we're doing the Foxtrot film.
Yes.
And that's what we're going into right now, and we break ground on that production tomorrow.
Yes.
We are building the Foxtrot house.
Foxtrot, of course, is the
the Fox family. Roger is the patriarch.
Roger
Andy's
Fox,
the mom.
Andy.
Peter's the older brother. Paige and sort of the nefarious Jason.
Jason, who's wise beyond his years,
yes.
But can't always stay out of trouble. And it can be pretty frustrating,
yes,
to Paige, I
yes
think.
We do have McAdams to do Paige.
Mm-hmm.
That kid who says apparently a lot, fingers crossed for Jason. I mean, that would be a dream.
Yes, and if he doesn't do it, we'll use Dave Franco, and the studio mm-hmm wants Dave Franco, and mm-hmm we're fine with Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid who says apparently a lot,
mm-hmm,
you know, from
the news.
From the news,
yeah. Right.
Would really be our first, second, and third choice, mm-hmm, and Franco's somewhere around 6 or 7, and I have another idea of someone in between.
Peter's always wearing a hat. It seems like a natural fit for Judah Friedlander,
mm-hmm,
and being able to write funny things on the hat.
Just a bonus, just more jokes,
yes,
for your
bucks. Just a constant joke on the screen all the time. 100% joke saturation whenever the hat is present on screen. And so when you think about that for focus group testing, I don't know if you don't know how well focus group testing works, but people get these dials where when they hear something they like, they think is funny or interesting.
And before you get too gross, the dials aren't attached to their dick. It's just a dial that you turn to say you like it or you don't. It doesn't,
thank
like
you,
provide pleasure.
I don't
want to
indulge that, but you can hear them thinking like, oh, so you turn it up and it puts like electric shocks into your dick?
Into your dick. And
yeah,
it's like, no, that's not the kind of testing we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a different
thing.
No,
this is for movies. And so you turn the dial all the way up when you like something, and the effect you get, you wonder why Judah Friedlander is like in movies. The effect you get on the dial is when they can see the hat, the dial is turned all the way up at
yes
all times, and it doesn't matter what else is going on the screen. They're laughing at the hat.
And so you can get some cool artistic messages through
mm-hmm
that maybe audiences wouldn't approve of as long as the hat's on screen.
Yes.
So if you want to make a statement about something,
it's a little broccoli
political.
Yes, it's
or
mixing a little broccoli in with the brownies.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
mm-hmm,
people have to eat their vegetables,
mm-hmm,
and they find that out. And when that does happen, that does feel good on my dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is like having a pleasure dial for me to see
mm-hmm
that we're giving someone an important message. Maybe it's that the Bible is a work of fiction.
Ugh.
Or anything. And
see, okay, I believe in
how many people have
making
to
a statement
die
with something.
How many
like
people
this
have
okay
to die?
Okay,
behind religious fanatic beliefs. Some big man in the sky who says, you know,
okay, I will give you
spank
get it all
bottom
out. Get it all out. I'll give you, this is your platform right now where you can talk about your feelings on this and get everything you want out there now, and then we just don't have to talk about it again on the show. Okay?
L. Ron Hubbard has found a better way to live. Dianetics tells us that we have in our DNA, in our history, these sort of almost record scratches, right?
Mm-hmm.
These imprints where there's some flaw in there. And if we can go in through auditing, you know, with a trained expert, we can actually remove these glitches and become clear, at which point we are our greatest selves. I mean,
okay,
what makes more sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
We're planted here by aliens, okay? Or I'm made out of dirt and my girlfriend's made out of bones. Somebody, my bones, my rib bones, one bone. What makes more sense to you? Knowing the universe, how big it is.
Is that?
I'm asking.
You're asking what makes more sense to me?
Yeah.
I'm not obligated to participate in this. I'm letting you say what you think.
Oh, okay. Engineer Sam, what makes more sense to you, knowing the universe how big it is,
Sam,
and Hayes Helmet is big?
Okay. It is big. Is there anything else he needs to know before he makes his decision?
I guess he should know that I care about him very much and that okay. I don't always show that
yeah.
through my actions.
Are you holding a treat? Show me your hand.
It's a Reese's Fast Break. It's a Reese's Fast Break. It's just peanut butter and nougat.
That's not. He's going to go right to you if you're holding a treat.
Okay, but it's just a Reese's Fast Break. It's peanut butter and nougat.
Okay,
and
well
just
that
chocolate.
Destroys the whole experience.
He doesn't like crunch, you know.
Because yes,
no, there's I know. Not. There's yes. no peanut. There's no pretzel in it.
He doesn't have sharp teeth.
He doesn't have the jaw strength.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a matter of teeth, actually. We found out because I did take. I took him to. Dr. Akmonik.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not actually a matter of teeth.
Oh, I thought it was because he has flat teeth.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought too, because from looking at him, that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually jaw strength, and he just didn't develop. And I don't know if it's the way the hinge works or if it's the muscle mass.
Okay.
If it's the muscle mass, we can build it up. There's a bunch of jaw exercises.
That's
I'm
interesting.
Doing
because you can
him.
See it does. It just hangs open. Mm. And when he chews something, he uses his fist.
Well, if it's a hinge malfunction, it doesn't matter how strong you get it because it's just never going to,
right.
you know, it's never going to properly close. Mm-hmm. So we're doing these jaw exercises and just hoping that we come out the other side of it. But anyway, well, I showed him the fast break. Now I have to give it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Here you go, Sammy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, he likes it. Look at him enjoying that fast break.
Yeah, this is nice.
He's just sort of holding it in his mouth and letting his saliva kind of break it down slowly.
Mm-hmm. It's turning just mushing it around with his tongue, pushing it against the palate there.
A slurry. And then it's just sort of dripping down the back of his throat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here, I'm going to give him – here, take
That's
a
nice.
Here's a little – I'm going to give him a little baggie to catch some of the drips.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll drink the drips later tonight for dinner.
Anyway, so we've got – Jason has his best friend Marcus who is I think Chadwick Boseman is a great fit for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see – if he could play Jackie and he could play James, then he could play – and he could play Marcus, I think.
I still want Tavi.
Tavi Gevinson?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go out to her.
I mean, I still want Tavi.
You want her to play Jason's black,
ideally, yes.
black male best friend, Marcus.
Yes, ideally.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is a kid. She is a little kid.
She is young. So that's half of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people would be more accepting of the sexual undertones that exist between Jason and Marcus if it was Tavi Gevinson.
Tavi Gevinson and the kid who says... Apparently.
Yes, Tavi Gevinson and the kid who says apparently, and I can just see the sparks flying between them.
Sure.
And I think it's fun. I love
and
that.
Then you
I
have...
love that Marcus is almost definitely fucking Jason and putting that iguana Quincy, into his butt side part of his body. And and that's very heavily implied in the Foxtrot comics.
Quincy
but I don't
never
think America's
looks,
ready for
When you look
it.
At the expression on Quincy's face all the time, he's never looking... too pleased about what's going on.
Well, and he's always adjusting to the light.
In between
he's
the panels.
He's always getting used to being in the light, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. His pupils are, you can see them shrinking.
Yeah, he's like rapidly sort of blinking like, okay, I mean, is this, how long is this for that I'm actually going to get to sort of breathe fresh air and not be, you know, put into Jason's butt.
Mm-hmm.
By Marcus,
by Marcus,
who ideally to me is Tavi Gevinson.
And how about the mom and dad?
Now we get to cast some real fun old folks in this business.
Yeah.
Now, to me, Andy has always had kind of a hangdog, lovable Luke Wilson feel.
Yes. And she has a thing where she's, like, typing a lot on the computer, which I have seen him do.
So do we cast Andy as Luke Wilson, and then once he's on board, do we get Owen to play her husband, Roger?
Ah, yes. Because you can actually sort of tell that Roger and Andy are fucking.
Yes.
Sort of on the side. And they actually make some allusions to that in the strip. And so then to like play that out, experiment with that with Luke and Owen, that could be
with
really
Luke
interesting.
With Luke and Owen and yeah. seeing them sort of give each other a big warm kiss. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
And for Owen to go like, oh, man, that felt really good, that mm-hmm. kiss, bro. You mm-hmm. know, like, and I'm no impressionist.
What's Luke say?
Oh, yeah, I remember when I gave you that good kiss. Mm-hmm.
We have a great guest today. Johnny Pemberton is here. Stand-up comedian, and he does he's acting, and he's in the movies, and he's going to come on our show right next on Hollywood Handbook. So I say to Naomi, Judd, get that away from me or I'm going to call the fucking police.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it's just my car. And I'm like, that's not a car. That's some, it's a fucking weird ass bug. It's a smart car. It's like a smart car.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. John Pemberton is here. 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, stand up.
Yes, comedic.
All kinds of comedy.
Yes, that, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But around...
Kroll Show.
Yes. It's Always Sunny in the Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are all things that he's done. Maybe you've seen them on your screen. But what Johnny's really known for is his generous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of charity work. And I think that's mainly what we wanted to talk about with you today, John.
I'm here.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hi.
So nice of you to come here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to just drop in and hear your credits like that. It feels good. You know, it feels good. It feels bad, actually, but it feels good.
Why does it feel bad?
Because, you know, it's like a thing where that's part of my charity stuff I'm working on is trying to get people who, credits who have none.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's similar to our mission.
And you can
here.
Give them a few of yours, maybe.
Well, I wish I could. I've tried to work that out to mm-hmm. give credits away, but
IMDb can be sticklers.
Which of your credits? IMDb which guys. Of your credits are you trying to just give away? Sometimes
all the co-starring roles, basically. Mm-hmm. Any co-starring roles, I'm gonna get rid of those co-starring roles for sure, just because now they're kind of neither.
They
here nor
clutter
there.
It up.
Yes.
Yeah. They
any
yes.
web series stuff, any shorts. Any kind of like things that were like a quote TV movie, aka failed pilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Those TV movies.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
So, wink, wink.
Totally.
Yeah.
But that's just a little piece of it. But mm-hmm. otherwise, it's just it's all about just trying to do things that people. I mean, people are always doing things. All the time, activities.
Yes, this is part of your philosophy, yeah, that
right.
people are always doing things,
mm-hmm.
but they're not necessarily doing them for charity.
Right. Mm-hmm. You do all kinds of things, like shopping at a grocery store. If you do it, if you're not being watched, you do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
You do things probably faster and more speedy because you're not aware. If someone's watching me pick mm-hmm. perfectly separate these bananas the exact amount I want,
yeah.
as opposed to buying the whole clump.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you do that when you're not being watched, it's you're doing it great. But as an actor, I mm-hmm. have the ability to do things while being watched as though I'm not being watched.
Mm.
Yes.
And so why not use that for charity by doing these big sort of events that you can monetize?
Sidetrack. Are banana clumps getting bigger?
I don't know.
Well, this is GMOs.
Okay.
You know about this stuff?
Something's up. Because when I'm looking at those banana clumps, I feel like something's not right. They're starting to look like the clumps from the mm-hmm. clumps movies.
It's GMOs. They combine
That's
them.
That's how big they're getting.
They combine them. They splice them with grapes. You know about this?
I don't. I just haven't read any science stuff for almost a month.
And so now it's the shape of a banana and the taste of it, but sort of the grouping and the quantity of grapes.
Okay. Yeah.
Heard
because
about
the
that.
Clumps look very big. But I, you know, I'm sorry, I cut you off a little bit just because I was like, when you mentioned the banana clumps, it really took me there to being in the store and going like, something is friggin' up with this. But yes, I think that we have seen people do these big stunts before. I certainly celebrities have, you know, made a big event out of these stunts, but never with the frequency and never with the sort of
panache.
The panache. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
for
that
you've been. Good word.
Yeah, that you've been doing, and you just did something for Weird Kids like a week ago, right?
Do you mean Weird Kids the organization or Weird Kids in general, like kids who are
Weird Kids the organization that helps weird kids?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really fun. It was something just real simple, but that's the thing is it's all about simplicity under the microscope. That's what we talk about at. That's what we talk about.
And your you know, big stunt that you did was you registered to get a new debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Went into the bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did it. But I did it in person. No one does that. You know, everyone calls that number, but if you look closely, you can go in and you can talk to somebody.
Yes.
And it's not that fun.
It's a pretty insane thing to do.
It takes a little bit of time. So because it takes time, that's the time I take, and that's my donation is the time. And you get to see me interact with a normal person, like talking to them, just being like, hey, this is my number. Hey, how are you? Stuff like that. Hey,
okay,
how are you?
Wow, just a man of the people kind of thing.
And but there's always cameras trained on it, so it becomes an event. But that's the thing for weird kids. It's just they're so weird. There's so many of them. They're so weird that I'm willing to I'll register. Well, that's what I did that day. I registered 15 debit cards, which is that's a record.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
All for the same account?
Well, no, you have to set up separate accounts.
Okay,
and that's you know, that's you got to pay the piper.
Yeah, and there's a minimum, I think, deposit there for each of these things, and that has to come from somewhere, you know?
It comes from money.
And it comes from some part of the charity that would be going to the Weird Kids is going to opening new accounts.
Would have to go to opening the accounts.
Well, we have a silent backer, Tevin Campbell. He is an R&B singer-songwriter. He's been kind of behind the scenes the last 15 years or so, but that's where he's coming in for that. We met at a at a function. It was just sort of this meatballs for charity thing. It's like a celebrity chef. What's his name? I can't remember.
Paul Prudhomme?
No, it's not Paul Prudhomme.
Okay.
I think he's off the meat now. He got too big.
Oh, yes. Big from eating meat. Yeah.
Sounds
put
like
a shunt
Paul
in
Prudhomme
or a stint? A stint?
It's a shunt. It drains.
Shint.
Yeah. It'll drain you.
He had to get shunted because his stint blew out because of the cholesterol deposits. But,
in his body.
Yeah, but Tevin and I have been rolling ever since.
Yeah, from the meatball thing you went to.
Yeah, ironically enough, meatballs.
And they roll, yeah.
They roll. Mm-hmm. It's all gravy. It's all gravy, baby. he hates that.
No. Oh, I won't tell.
Tevin, I'm sorry about that, baby.
So I guess you've come under a little bit of heat lately is people kind of feel like you're just having a lot of money invested to film you, basically running your errands and then giving a pretty small amount to charity at the end of the day. And then
like
it seems like you're maybe getting your life funded.
That grocery store thing.
Right.
You know, all the time you spend shopping, you're spending a lot of money on food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. That teach a man to fish, that's a thing.
Yes, it is.
You have to feed an army, is the old Roman saying.
Ooh.
The
army wins on food.
Yep.
And there's Romans used to have pieces of cheese that were the size of wagon wheels.
And
10 times as big.
And they'd hide them inside.
That's actually a little different, but you're on the right track.
And they get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't read any history stuff for a little while.
Is that a thing, though? Is that like the Parmesan invasion where they would have the guy inside the
wheel? Yeah, they'd get in there and everyone would go inside the opposing city and then they'd eat him inside the cheese, but he'd be poisoned.
Oh, because he's so – that's an interesting technique. Mm-hmm. Well, that's sort of what I was getting at is that – you got to feed an army, and so a charity is expensive.
Mm.
You have to, I can't have people who work for me showing up looking shabby.
Mm-hmm.
They can't have people. They have to have parking. Like, have to have people get to the office right when they get there. Like, valet. Everything's valet. Always valet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
and a place to keep all the food, that costs money. That's rent.
Yeah, you got to have a house for that, and that's the charity house. Mm-hmm. And we let people sleep there at least. It must be three or four nights a month. We have someone sleeping there.
And that's generally attractive women that you're letting sleep there.
Yeah, but these attractive – that's the thing about people don't realize outside of Hollywood is attractive women have more problems than
they
most.
They get sick.
They get really sick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
unfortunately,
This is what I say to people. You know, if you don't eat food, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And if you die, then there's nobody to do the stunt.
Exactly.
You
know?
So you have to be eating your favorite TJ's products. What are some of your favorite?
Oh, Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please. Well,
I don't really go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, where do you do?
I like to go to Trader Joe's for – I'll go to Trader Joe's for the like a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
A shopping stunt, like a 60
– That's like kind of a goof.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The 20-minute one, whatever, divided that by second. That's what we call it. And otherwise, you know, I don't really go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a lot of time or interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and going to the places and picking out picking it out and touching the stuff. Because I put stuff back a lot. I'll pick it up and look at it, read the label.
Sure,
I used to at least. And who knows how many people have done that before me?
Mm. Yeah, well, they're certainly doing it now.
Yeah,
So now that they've seen that big thing you did,
mm-hmm.
now they're all doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, that you're a person of influence, John.
Well, that's what you got to do. It's part of it. It's part of the lifestyle.
And now I guess it's sort of become, you do a lot of stunt consulting now. Anytime someone needs just insane shit.
Just what's the craziest shit we can do,
for the big movie.
Well, Bret Michaels came to me recently.
Speak on that.
Yes.
He's great.
Yeah.
He just has such a... he's got a real shining heart, they say. You know, mm-hmm. he's just really it bubbles over with that. He just shines. He literally shines.
Yes,
He figuratively shines as well. And so,
and that heart's given him. It's a little too shiny lately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, and so Brett came to me, and he wanted to start something up that was real simple, real easy to do, something that he could get everybody on the whole team on board.
Mm.
And we kind of powwowed for a little bit. We went up to Joshua Tree for the weekend and stayed at this it's a great place. It's this place that's it's a geodesic dome that they flattened and they sunk underground, but then they raised. They sunk it underground, but then they take all the ground that was around it and excavated it, so it's basically on flat again, but underneath.
Just lower.
Yeah, lower.
Mm-hmm.
Which evidently, Brett was telling me that this is a vibrational thing that's just you can't beat it, right? Nature does not have a match, except for maybe if you were able to live in the subroots of an elm tree.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Who wants to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So we powered up there, and we just kind of got in the same vibe as far as like what Brett was into, and we came up with something called Bandanarama, which is something.
Okay. Right. Yes. I
heard about that on the news.
Yes. The news told me. Mm-hmm. Speak on that Bandanarama.
Well, if you've seen Bret Michaels, you know he's a bandana man.
Yes.
And he has been rocking those, no pun intended.
He's a rocker. For people who don't know Bret Michaels, he's a rocker.
He's a rocker. Got it. I love, that's probably my favorite genre, definitely.
You like rock?
Your favorite genre of guitar music?
Big rock. Big 10,000 Maniacs fan.
Yeah.
Anything Natalie Merchant touches is like, it's whispering gold to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bandanarama, Bret Michaels is a big time bandana man. And he's like, well, why not make this a charity? So he started his own brand of bandanas called Bandana Man. And which for every bandana sold, 2 cents goes back to the factory that's made it.
Wow.
Ah.
So now the people who are making these bandanas are getting some charity money.
They are, yeah.
And they can do whatever they want with that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They can do whatever they want with it.
And some of them are in big trouble.
They are. I mean, it's Malaysia's it's a fascinating place right now. It's a dynamic political environment.
And,
I don't really, we haven't really been there or visited or checked it out, but we've seen a lot of pictures and it looks like, you know, it looks like things are going for the better.
And, yes,
and
that's great.
I, for my part, on iTunes, downloaded the Charity Bandana Man song that you guys recorded.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing me. That was, I mean, I'm not a real musician.
You could have fooled me. You could have fooled me. Bandana Man, do-do-do-do-do. Bandana Man, do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's me in the upper part there. He's
and kinda, I thought it was just really nice how some of that money goes back to iTunes. It's
well, actually, most of it does. But you know, you gotta pay the piper. I've said
sure.
that twice now.
And it's powerful.
And though, I hear that iTunes guy is not doing so well.
No, I think he's got some kind of
last time I saw him,
brain
he
disease.
Was not looking that good.
Yeah, I think it's bad vibes, honestly.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's a lot of things people don't realize. That it's just it's how you vibe on something.
Mm-hmm. Illness is mostly vibes related. Yes.
Yeah, because you know, when you see someone like On Set Chemistry, that's a thing that I feel like is highly underrated.
I hate to get in get off the charity stuff, but can you talk about some of your On Set Chemistry that you've had with some of the stars?
Yes, some of my favorite On Set's chemistry, just like
On Set's chemistry.
We all, you know, are tired today.
I get Spoonerism nervous when I think about some of these starlets.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel.
And the vibes were strong between the two of you.
There was a strong vibe. Yeah, it was really great. We both bonded because we had both recently read the first chapter of Watership Down. And
such a powerful story.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't get any further than that, just because things came up and I had to, you know, fly to Sri Lanka for this other event. But otherwise, yeah, there's like a palpable thing there.
The first chapter has some of the rabbit stuff in it.
I think so. I can't remember now.
That was the one thing I was not crazy about in that
particular. Mm-hmm. Yes,
because you know, it shows them they're like the heroes of this story, you know. But what it doesn't show is them eating your vegetables.
Exactly.
You know, that's the one side of the story. Like that.
Well,
for example,
so
you give me a few minutes, I'd love to tell you about what's happening to some of my vegetables.
Rabbits are pests. It's
right?
Well, they're rodents and we treat them, you know, it's cute or whatever. They're supposedly delivering eggs, but, you know so kitties turn off the fucking cast. They don't do that.
Right. And so maybe someone comes along later in the book and is like...
Well, it blows them away. I mean, hopefully blows them away.
Mm-hmm. Blow.
You're bad.
Had a little help from my friends. Just a pile of my friends.
A big little grains of friend.
Yeah. That's what they say. I get high with a little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends.
It feels so fucking good to do cocaine. Like, it honestly makes me feel awesome.
Yeah, it's just like morning.
And the culture of it is like, that's what it is for the ritual of it is kind of like the fun thing.
Love ritual.
You know?
Love ritual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't do it if it was just like taking a sip of a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To me, that's boring. But it's the fact, the community around it. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's all the, you know, having your own personal straw with your initials and...
Well, I actually use a mate straw.
Oh, sure, and a gourd.
Okay, yes.
Well, because it's similar. It's South American. It's got that sort of, that niche window of... I mean, I'm doing the thing with my head right now that you can't hear, but it's like a thing where I'm trying to get
It's like a Vogue.
Settled.
It's like a, yeah. yes, it's like a little Vogue-y. Like a Vogue. It's got a little
it's
bit
like
of
an
a...
Alexander Technique Vogue. And so when you really do a hot bump through that mate straw, when you're in Machu Picchu with, let's just a little guy named, rhymes with a... Peffrey Schatzenberg.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I have a concept. I have a couple guesses.
I will not say.
I have a couple guesses.
I will not say.
I do think I know. I
have a couple of guesses.
Do not ask. I will not say.
Okay, I won't. I have some guesses,
but
though.
When they close off the highest village in the world for 2 hours so you and your friends can do backflips, you know what I mean?
Do you guys like to fuck on cocaine?
Oh, man.
Well, it's part of the ritual.
Yes.
God, I can't talk about
this. And it does make me feel like a true champion. Maybe the only thing that does.
Now we have a thing, John, that we do on the show where
and we wish we didn't have to do it, but we do.
We you know, take
is this a star meter thing?
Oh yeah, come on!
It sort of is. It's sort of a star meter thing.
It's similar. I don't know.
Got it. No, I just like to talk about that star meter thing.
Is that you like that?
Well, Shailene Woodley donated some of her stars to me.
Oh, and whoa. You?
She actually broke the algorithm to your for the charity. Star
meter. How old is she now?
I don't know. I think she's going to be 19. She's 19, and that's what she is.
Mm-hmm. Great.
You can age her up. You know how great. That works. She'll age up once she bumps 3 years over that next margin. So she'll go from being teen to mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be in a blink of an eye, and we'll just be like, wow, 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 wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've got 2 years as teen, and then you've got a good 2 years as mom, and then you're out of the business.
And then you play a mummy.
You can play a mummy, certainly, or a wicked old hag who's emerging from a coffin, grasp at someone's ankles.
That's what I mean by I was going to say you should disappear, but that's a way to disappear and still appear.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Or mocap.
Mocap, yeah.
You
gotta be lithe for that, though.
Yes, you have to be extremely lithe.
You have to be able to do some of that sort of head bobbing Vogue stuff that Johnny was doing before. Are you a kinesthetic learner?
Definitely kinesthetic. Definitely synesthetic, actually, because I had that surgery done.
Where you can see.
See sounds, yep.
And smells.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of smells are you seeing?
A lot of squares.
That's probably Engineer Sam.
Green squares.
Mm-hmm. When you
that's definitely coming from Sam.
When you smell Engineer Sam, you smell.
Well, I mean, I can smell them by looking at them.
Right.
I'm getting like a great. It's great. It's a nice yellow ochre, sort of a real natural thing, like a. What people used to paint houses.
Freaking ochre.
Yeah, right? He is.
Living under a bridge.
He's an ochre, all right. Yeah, he's walking around with a club.
Do you want a charity?
That would be great if we could get an Engineer Sam charity going.
That would actually be, yes, he is extremely weird.
I mean, maybe you could chew a piece of gum in honor of Engineer Sam, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
that could really get him going.
Would that be good? Do you want to, well, I guess you don't do it longer. We have all this gum here.
I can do two pieces.
Do you want to eat a whole pack of gum?
Sure, yeah, I'll do it. I have no problem. I swallow gum, typically. I'm a big
great.
Gum
do you
swallower.
Want to eat a pack of Trident Strawberry Twist? Or
strawberry, please. I think a strawberry.
And this will ideally get Sam going.
I guess we can do this while we do the Popcorn Gallery.
Yes, that would be good if while you're addressing the Popcorn Gallery questions, you're eating an
the
entire
popcorn
pack of
popcorn gallery.
So this is a segment
time
that we
for it now.
We're going to ask questions gallery, from our fans as you eat. You're on the piece one right now.
Hayes. And I guess swallow it.
The viewers ask the question.
Well, do you want to swallow them one at a time, or do you want to eat?
One at a time.
Okay, one at a time.
The movies
okay.
is the reason it's called the popcorn.
So I guess
gallery.
As we answer the questions, you can just sort of at the same time narrate how you're doing on eating this whole pack.
Yeah, what's going on with the gum, and you can sort of deal with some of these questions.
Super chill.
The popcorn gallery. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to reach into the popcorn bag.
Swallow the first piece. Great. Really good.
Okay. He liked the first piece of gum.
And he's feeling good, and he looks pretty good.
It looks like he gave you a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It feels real good. It just feels good to put stuff back in the world.
We're going to reach into the popcorn bag.
Uh-huh.
And Sam, will you play the sound drop?
My hand is stuck to some gum inside this popcorn bag.
He's answering, right? Doesn't it seem like he's answering what's
it's
happening?
It's like he's sneaking into the studio and listening to the first half before he records
and recording
the sound drop.
The sound drop, really, not even the first half.
Just the emphasis
just
on
seconds.
Just the emphasis
seconds
on
before.
My
it
hand.
It was the buy.
Like, my hand is stuck in some gum. It's like,
right. But also not.
My friend Mark records these sound drops and they're becoming eerily prescient.
Present.
Hmm. I was going to say, I was going to pronounce it a different way. I was going to say prescient.
Prescient. Prescient.
We all said it different ways.
It's and also not totally getting what happened in the first half because no one was talking about their hands.
So no one's hand was stuck in gum.
But he said, my
like
hand.
He's referencing gum.
Was that a
but
reference?
But the emphasis is on the hand.
Yeah, it's very
it
odd.
Like he could use a charity of his own.
Well, he has one in a way.
Here's a question from Octodoctopus. Johnny, no spoilers, but you had a very big surprise appearance in the Guardians of the Galaxy after credit scene. Mm-hmm. Is that what contracts on movies mean for when they talk about points on the back end?
No. And
no, that's not what that means.
No, it's not what that means. Yeah. Points in the back end means that's when you get the big money from the God, I wish it meant that, though, at the end of the movie. That would be great. God, I'd be double rich.
It does, in a way. Yeah. It's like sort of when people see you be funny at the end of the movie, right. They say, points.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Oh, points to him.
Points, yes.
He had that part that was in the movie, but here's a little extra.
Yes, points.
Yes, points.
Yes. Ask Hayes what an overall deal is.
Okay.
Hayes, what's...
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. And also, the thing that you think that I don't know is a holding deal.
Okay, so, well, I guess I can't keep track of holding versus overall or what Hayes doesn't
well,
know.
So it's not even
know.
The right thing that you are even just
referring to. A few weeks back
right
on
now.
The show, Hayes made a big mistake and didn't really understand some of the contractual terms that we deal with every
and
day.
And actually,
in
the really embarrassing thing is you not understanding me when I was saying exactly the right thing.
A overall deal.
A hold-veral deal. That's what Hayes wants to talk about, right? Is it a hold-veral deal, Hayes?
An overall holding deal?
No, that's of course.
Is that what it is?
I'm not gonna engage in.
Uh-oh, he's gonna go 70s tape on me.
Do you want to talk about your little scene? Your scene lit at the end of the movie.
I mean,
where are you
I
on the
wanna
gum?
Spoil. I don't want to. I just swallowed the second piece. It's pretty good. I mean, it's great. I prefer a sugared gum with some all-natural expeller-pressed cane used in there.
Yes.
But this is okay. I mean, it's got phenylketonuronics in there, phenylalanine.
Yes.
Is that that a cappella group that's so big?
Phenylalanine?
Phenylketonuronics?
Phenylketonuronics. I don't know. I think that may have just been a character in a part of a film. They called them – that was what they called Belle Biv DeVoe in that movie. But it was Belle Biv DeVoe. But they
had to be like a fictionalized future version of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenylketonuronics, yes. Mm-hmm.
Phenylketonuronics, what's up?
Okay. And here a moment ago, you said you weren't a musician.
I'm not a musician. That's my mouth.
But between
baby.
Bandana Man and this song. Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to stay humble in this business. Otherwise, you hit the frying pan hotter than oil. Yeah. Well, I can't really talk about that Guardians of the Galaxy thing, but I will say that points in the back end is a reference to. The money you make from sales of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So anytime you sell a toy, which this...
Did you get that, Hayes?
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's an absurd...
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy...
Well, and also the Guardians of the Galaxy is a tour that you're doing now all through here where you take people to...
Asparagus plantations and such. Well, not plantations, but farms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're plantations.
Yeah. Well, it depends how you look.
That doesn't have to be a dirty word.
I agree.
It's plants. It just means plants.
Yes. Right. It's a plant
station. People picking plants. Is that weird?
It's just two words. It's plants and stations.
Yeah.
Plant station.
Yeah.
Oh, now suddenly it's weird for people to.
You don't call
pick plants. Like, how are they gonna get in the basket?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
They don't pick themselves.
No. If they did, we'd actually have a problem on our hands. If we actually,
right.
You know,
the plants would
yes,
pick
the plants would be taking over.
Well, yes, they'd be picking us, you know?
Cauliflower starts picking itself. What's it going to pick next? Probably a baby's head off.
That's exactly right.
But probably, I'm sure a lot of these people would think, you know, that was great. They would love for the plants to take over.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, some of the libtards and...
Take it.
Democrats that there really would like to just go ahead and have the broccoli and cauliflower pick all of our babies' heads off, and wouldn't that be fine and dandy?
Can we have the broccoli pick itself? Thank you. Hi, I'll just be in my Prius. I'm going to go for a third piece here.
Okay, I love to hear the sound of the chewing and I love to...
Do you want
to
do three at once? We're sort of running out of questions.
Do we have another question?
There was only one question. What do you mean?
Well, we only have two more. Some of them, I don't know.
Some of them haven't been vetted.
They're not
screened.
Professional question askers, the people that we're working with. And sometimes you can really tell.
Really?
Let's reach back into the bag, Sam.
Mm.
Oh, man, now my hand is stuck in even more gum.
Do you mean gum? Do you mean like a that soundbite? Is it referencing like gum as the scrotum, you know? Like, oh, I sat
like
some
my gum?
My scrotal sack. You know, when you're playing with a bunch of guys playing baseball and it's like fun. And
yeah. I think I got some gum on my pants.
And Jim's
and you
wearing
make
those
look.
Shorts.
Yeah.
I think I sat in some gum. Oh.
Yeah.
I've only recently been able to do that, actually. That's funny. I struggled for a long time not being able to do that trick myself.
Just
because I was scared I was going to, when I grabbed the flesh of the sack, that I was going to touch the cable that runs underneath that goes to the balls.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's that called? Not the vas deferens, but the cable, the thing that gets tied. I thought I was going to grab it and break it, but it turns out it's not the
tubes.
The tube, yeah. I don't want to pull a tube when I'm just trying to do a gum joke.
You're talking about the well-known trick where you pull a little piece of your scrotum out of your pants, and then you show someone and say, "I think I sat in some gum."
You got it.
That famous trick.
That famous trick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that
something of a stunt.
Something that comes up so frequently in your life, but that you had never been able to try it, but had been, I assume, practicing in your room and then getting spooked.
Yeah. Practicing in my room, but it's something where I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone and rip a tube.
Sure.
And then it's like, what happened to the doctor?
You also don't want to do it in front of other people.
Right.
Exactly. And have that embarrassing thing happen where, like, you know when you do a joke, all of a sudden the joke becomes, oh, I just hurt myself in this joke. And you have to go, excuse me, I'm not joking.
Yeah, yes.
So then
but then everyone
again.
Thinks you are joking. And,
yes, then that's part of the joke.
All the meanwhile, you're leaking
You're leaking,
you're
tube
leaking
juice.
Tubes.
Exactly.
Tube juice, yes.
So, but it's okay now. I'm going to do a stunt coming up where it's how much gum can I sit in? And it's going to be tied into this because I'm swallowing it. So it's this thing where
yeah. it seems like maybe it.
Like, wait a second. Didn't he swallow that gum? I don't think he.
Right.
How do you sit in something that you swallow?
Like maybe
yeah.
He, I know. Maybe hold on a second. Maybe he swallowed it and he pooped it out and he sat in it. And
well, I was going to say, in a way, everything that you do swallow, you do ultimately end up sitting in, at least for a moment. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Not in my toilet, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're using, you know, one of these new.
Yeah, I do.
Hard surface.
The flat toilet. Yeah.
Toilets, with no.
That are all the rage. Well, we're in a drought, so I sit on a flat toilet. Then it's almost a baking pan, essentially, like a cookie sheet.
That's a really good thing to do. It's very sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zoe D got me into that.
Oh, yes, the two of you. Now, she's a musician as well. Did you two record anything?
Yes.
No? No, we didn't get to that level just yet. Mm-hmm. She's been busy.
I'd love to see the two of you put up a YouTube video singing or something like that.
Yeah,
that could
my
be
God,
a big
maybe playing a little instrument, a tiny drum.
Not a full size, yes. Not a
right?
full size, but
a micro drum.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
With just like slide two drumsticks under your fingernails and just go. Yes.
I have a gift for you. Ooh, I second some gum.
Oh.
I have a gift for you. Let's not shoot a gun. I want to
also
be
getting
the one who is the favorite boy. I want to do a movie with you and make points on the back end from selling some toys. I want to get money. And then she would come in.
And mixing it with your politics and saying, let's not shoot a gun.
There's politics. Mm-hmm. There's funniness with the gum.
Yeah.
There's also some educational stuff for someone like Hayes who doesn't necessarily know what points on the back end means.
Okay. It's the name of my new. I have an R&B album coming up called "Points in the Back End," and it's me slapping a big piece of that ass.
Yes,
yes.
Points in the back. It's
pointing at it. Yeah. I guess
points at the back end.
Points at the back. Yes, I guess so.
Nicki Minaj has a big rear end.
Yeah.
Here's that question we got out a little bit ago. It's from Greggy. He says, "Mr. Pemberson, how's the summer treating you?"
Oh, how'd you get that question?
And we got it out a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Is there more? More
remember
that
we got it out?
I totally forgot.
There is more.
Okay,
can I say
good.
It?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. I'm just having another piece of gum here, real quick.
He also wants to know if it's hot enough for you out there.
Oh yeah.
Is it hot enough for me out there? Truth be told, it is always hot enough for me out there because it's always too hot. And I'm working on something to fix that. I got one of those cool new sun shields for the car. You put that baffled up, that reflective baffle in the front windshield. Mm-hmm. It really reduces the temperatures.
Here's something that roasts my grits that this reminds me of. Because you brought up a good point when you actually said that it is always hot enough because it's always too hot.
Yeah.
Now, I notice when people do ask me if it's hot enough for me, it always is too hot.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody's ever asking that when it's right, when it's pretty moderate.
It would be nice
at
to
which
ask
point, a lot of times it is.
Or when if it's even too chilly for you.
Well, I run hot.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I run hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a sweater?
I have fast metabolism. Yeah, unfortunately, I do sweat. Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some of that Bandana Man stuff really connected with me.
Well, those bandanas are special, too. They have a sort of a zinc lining, evidently, that causes a cool evaporation effect.
Mm. Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You get Alzheimer's from that.
I thought that was aluminum.
It goes through your pores.
Yeah, and it lives in your brain.
In the front part of your brain.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then you can't draw a self-portrait of yourself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to trace it over
the mirror.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to have to... I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. Also, you can always just ship them back to overseas, and they'll find a use for them over there.
Mm, yes. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like those to get the jerseys that have the wrong team winning on the jersey. It's a little place called the Amazon loves those.
Mm-hmm. They can turn almost anything into food there, I find.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hot enough for me.
That's such a fail when they have the team jerseys printed that is not the winners.
Mm-hmm.
Epic fail.
But that guy with the flip-flops running that dugout canoe, he doesn't know.
They should make the fucking losing team wear those jerseys like in front of their dad.
I would love to see somebody do a caption for that on At Midnight. Would that be amazing if they had a picture of that guy and said, and did the caption this, and we could see maybe what Kurt Brownoler has to say about something like that?
Yes.
Captions.
Narsty.
Wicked. Just wicked.
I love captions.
Let's get one more question out of the bag, Sam.
Oh, great. Now my hand is even stuck in a whole other thing of gum that's real gum this time, not the joke gum I was doing when I was touching my fruit sack. Okay. How is he doing this?
That's over. I wasn't sure how long the soundbite was.
Oh, yeah, no, it stopped playing. But honestly, my friend Mark, who records these soundbites, I mean, it's starting to freak me out a little bit.
And just missing...
Really not getting
the set, like seeming to want to play along
with
what we're talking about, but just not knowing exactly.
Not knowing how
to focus
on. Well, he's not a professional.
No.
Can I get his email after we're done?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
I want to get him on board. I have a podcast.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Do you want to plug it real quick?
Yeah, here we go. It's called Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Wow. Sort of a psychedelic ranger.
What is?
The podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is from Andrew. He says, Johnny.
Andrew T?
You know what? He doesn't say, but I've actually been suspecting for a long time that it is Andrew T submitting questions and pretending to be like British.
Hmm.
He asks kind of his questions in like doing a character so we won't know who it is.
Well, he's a racial chameleon because he knows,
he
could pretend to be any nationality.
Is this a troll you have?
Andrew T.
No.
He's a race expert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so
he has a podcast
uses
on this
his knowledge and power.
Yo, is this racist?
Yes, and yo, isn't this racist?
Gradually, he's been refining, I guess, his race imitation. Andrew asks, Johnny, you did a standing-up comedy piece about hating cats.
Standing-up comedy piece?
Well, this is what it like.
God. I mean, That's the British thing.
Yeah.
He's seamless.
Doing the funny British thing.
This is referencing.
And now knowing for sure that this is
Andrew
T. And
on the forums it says location England, which is really trying to get me off this.
So
tent.
Standing up comedy piece, yes.
Old England, get in the cabin, get me a little bit of curry.
Well, you're an actor. Of course, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew's, yes.
You did a stand-up comedy piece about hating cats.
Okay. You mean like that a 9-year-old video that was edited by someone other than me haven't done in 9 years?
It doesn't seem like he did a a very cursory Google? Oh, is that what it's
the yes. most yeah. cursory Google search?
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, what's the one that's not good?
Yeah. What can I? The first video that pops up, whatever the most disappointing thing is, and let's just zero in on that and make it the focal point of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't this typical of Andrew T, though, trying to, from the inside, take down our podcast so that his podcast is the only one on Earwolf? And it's a very good try, because what he did is he found something that you wouldn't want to talk about, and he forced us to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about it, actually. That's a video. It's of a joke, one of the first stand-up jokes I ever did, and it's very funny. I've actually come around and started liking cats a bit more in the past 5 years or so. So there you have it. I'm allergic to cats, so that doesn't help.
Sure, yeah. Well, they're going uphill with you there.
Yeah. I'm going to take a fifth one here.
Well, we're... Do you want to? We should probably finish that because
the pack or the
both.
Okay, was that even a question? Was that a question? It wasn't a question, was it?
Well, he says, "What kind of sick freak are you?" Because he's either fake or real mad about the
sick freak
about the cats.
I mean, things run off me like duck fat off a croutine.
Yeah, so you don't even care about that.
No, I mean, try to hurt me, try to offend me.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it, send your message board legions, fly dicks at my face.
Mm-hmm. And this will be a fun contest: is try to offend Johnny. And so that's the
he's
what
laughing,
we submit
so it doesn't
to you.
Really seem like it's I've heard working it all. Very well so far.
I've heard it all from producers and directors and casting directors and casting associates and other actors in the lobby next to a casting associate who are taller than me, who are stronger than me, who've got tighter pants on with a visible big dick.
They're all trying to hurt you and be a bully.
Yeah, I've heard it all.
They're sitting in gum, all right. You know?
People make fun of the way I shit.
A bunch of big league chew is what they're sitting in.
What kinds of things do they say about the way you shit?
Oh, they say it's noisy. They say it sounds like a racetrack. They say it sounds like a bunch of horses galloping through mud. They say it sounds like, are you trying to cause a problem in our office? They say, could you use a different bathroom, please? They say, what did you eat? They say, what's wrong? Are you okay? Do you need help? Do you need to leave? Do you need to come back a different day and do the audition? They say, who hired you? They say, no, this is the only bathroom. I'm sorry. Do you need a special bathroom, Mr. Pemberton? They say, oh, you need a lock? Oh, you're going to shit?
One thing I do like, and it is very nasty of them to do that, but one thing I like about it is they say it sounds like a racetrack, and I'm going, in what way? And then they clarify. They go, horses galloping through mud was the next thing you said. Oh, so they say it sounds like a NASCAR racetrack, and then they do the horse
stuff. Because the way the, sir, are you okay? Are you vomiting and shitting? What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, do you have IBS? Do you have IBS? I have IBS too. I can eat eggs.
Well, thanks for coming, Johnny.
Thanks for being here, Johnny.
Well, thanks for having me.
Rate us on iTunes and like us on the forums. And
also subscribe to
like
the
our
podcast.
Facebook page. Talk to us. Yeah, subscribe. Yeah, thank you.
We've never said that this whole time.
Please subscribe on iTunes. That might be why we're not doing the subscription numbers that we need.
Google how to do it.
I recently started saying subscribe to Twisting the Wind, and it helps.
Okay, well, subscribe to both. While you're on there doing the one, do the – oh, and then – sorry, one more thing. Rob Campbell gave $100 to Earwolf.
Sweet.
What is that? Lottie
fucking da. It's Rob Campbell from Milwaukee, Oregon, which, first of all, Milwaukee's in Wisconsin. Stupid. Gave $100 to Earwolf and wants a fucking prize.
Here, the guy who bought the pro version this week is a newbie by nature.
Does he have a question for me? I'm ready.
No, he bought the pro version of the podcast, and I guess he can get the gum money.
Yeah, so the gum money is not going to Engineer Sam anymore, especially after this stunt he just pulled, and it's going to go to newbie by nature instead.
What does that mean? The pro version.
Well,
by the pro version, they get extra
goodies
stuff.
And yes, they get a prize and yeah, you get the pro version. You know, it's a little more expensive.
It's like IMDb Pro.
Oh, did they do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
And they get to hear sometimes, I guess, a famous person say their name. If you just want to say, like, newbie by nature, if you just say it, gives them a feeling when you just like when they hear somebody like you say their name.
Here we go. I'm a voiceover artist primarily, so this is no problem. Newbie by nature.
And so.
Okay. Yeah, that really shook me.
I can do a thing, actually, if you want me. I can just say anything. I can inflect any part, any word in a sentence. So I could do.
To mean different things?
Yeah. Like say newbie by nature is three words. I can go newbie by nature. Newbie by nature. Mm. Newbie by nature. See, those are. It's all different.
All three of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf's dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.